You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 392.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
J'ai pas les cons, l'uniforme en bleu marine, en vert de gris. J'ai pas les cons, Front National, tous les nazis en général. J'ai pas souvent les yeux donnés de petits cons invertébrés. J'ai pas la peau ni le conspi, Forisson et ses abrutis. J'ai pas les cons philosophiques en BHL soporifique. J'ai pas les cons du PSG en mode nazi au crâne rasé. J'ai pas les cons, les gros blaireaux autour de France, les petits vélos. J'ai pas les cons Paris-Dakar, automoto et gros camtar. Les cons françaises des bœufs, grattage idiot et tête de nœud. J'ai pas les cons dimanchés dans leur BM bien astiqué. J'ai pas les bœufs tendance fachos qui se font passer pour des impôts et qui crachent sur les femmes voilées au nom de leur laïcité. J'ai pas les beaufs. J'ai pas les cons. J'ai pas les beaufs. J'ai pas les cons. Qui fait la chasse aux immigrés. J'aime pas les héros et ses avions, j'aime pas Vinci et ses gros cons. J'aime pas Frigide et ses barjots, j'aime pas Zemmour tendance façon. J'aime pas Ayoub et ses lagis, j'aime pas leur France et ses torpilles. J'aime pas ma gueule quand elle est seule, j'aime pas mon fond de zoom. J'aime pas la justice du rasoir. J'aime pas les riches et leurs valets. J'aime pas les fonctionnarisés. J'aime pas le curé qui dit sa mèche. J'aime pas le con qui se confesse. J'aime pas le ciel en vert de gris. J'aime pas nos jours qui sont comptés. J'aime pas les loups en plein Paris. J'aime pas ton sang sur le pavé. J'aime pas Jésus dans les mairies, le Père Noël et son foie gras. J'aime pas tous les enfants de Marie qui laissent les pauvres mourir de froid. J'aime pas les beaufs. J'aime pas les cons. J'aime pas les beaufs. J'aime pas les cons.
We're just waiting for clarification on exactly how many rude words were contained within that song.
I can tell you how many rude songs it was in English.
How many rude songs?
How many rude words there were in English? None.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure our resident French-speaking person will tell us, well, basically how offended he was.
He didn't seem offended.
No, they seem to be quite enjoying it. Anyway,
that was Prince Ringard with J'aime pas les boeufs, which is something like I don't like the oxens.
Wouldn't that be oxen?
Or oxen, yes.
Yes.
You can find out more by checking out princeringard.eklablog.com. He's from France, and that's about as much as I can tell you because there was no information.
Okay, we've had a translation come through, which for obvious reasons I can't repeat verbatim. but apparently one of the words translates to, I don't like people whose heads are shaped like a phallus. I think that's probably about as descriptive as I can go there. But
then who does like people? Like,
oh, j'aime pas le boeuf isn't oxen. It means I don't like morons.
Oh.
Okay, I'm getting a feel for what this song was about.
At least it wasn't a Black Bones.
Well, this was from Jamendo. Were the lyrics in the Jamendo?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Hey ho. Anywho, so it's not animals. Welcome, one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 392 from wherever and however you're listening. It's really good to have you along. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. 8 pieces in total, of which 6 of them are actually Creative Commons. 75%, not bad. Yes, I know you're going to tell me that all of yours are. Well, not all of mine are, because we accept suggestions from other people, from our listeners, and we don't constrain them.
We should do a tally of
how many... We don't constrain their creative...
How many times I've done it, and how many times you've done it.
Because you're a mono-sourced. You only get your music from Jamendo. So where else do you get your music from other than Jamendo?
I've had it direct from artists before.
Well, then they're not Creative Commons, are they? Necessarily.
Whatever.
Anyway, pipe down. Yes, so that's completely thrown me off. Are we going to have a next piece of music here? And this has got an interesting story behind it. This is Nathan Osmond with the Tailgate Song.
Bill is a straight-laced accountant, crunching numbers all day long. He's like a machine with this boring routine, but everybody's reading him wrong. Come Saturdays round September, he's not the guy you remember. He's lighting up the charcoal lights and down the long necks, acting a fool with a bunch of crazy rednecks, partying harder than all the frat boys around. Bets are off once you put the tailgate down. He'll cover his body in war paint, put a foam finger on his right hand. He's loud and he's proud, always revving up the crowd. He's a cape wearing super fan. And he'll lose his voice before halftime, but after the game he'll be in the parking lot feeling alright. He's lighting up the charcoal lights and down the long necks, acting a fool with a bunch of crazy rednecks, partying harder than all the frat boys around. All bets are once you put the tailgate down. Come Monday morning, he'll be back at work, wearing a silk tie and cotton shirt. He's there at his desk, but his mind's on next weekend with all his friends. He's lighting up the charcoal lights and down the long necks, acting a fool with a bunch of crazy rednecks, partying harder than all the frat boys around. Yeah, he's lighting up the charcoal lights and down the long necks, acting a fool with all the other rednecks, partying harder than all the frat boys. lights are off once you put the tailgate down.
Hi, this is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
When all that's left of you is shredding lightly as a falter, you grab the money you amassed and take it to the altar. And now and then you make a sale past the guy upstairs. It's always fun to realize the damage caps the repairs. Gather around your next of kin and tell them to forgive you. Take for granted every sin, be honored to outlive you. Begging for indulgence, hoping they accept your credit. But in the end, it all comes down to whether or not you get it. Approval. Name your favorite tune and make them listen at your funeral. Spend a minute sitting in the silence of a heartache. Finally the spell is lifted and thank God their escape. And all of this emotionless and meaningless cleansing. And now that I recall, I wonder, has it been worth spending? Or do I feel uplifted or elated, free of desire? Or maybe this ain't heaven and I'm preaching to the wrong choir.
And that was another return from Michael Ellis with The Wrong Choir, not The Wrong,
the wrong chair. Yes.
But I did do it in a rush at work, so I do apologise for that. As we said last week, Michael Ellis is from Germany. He started his music career at the age of 6 with violin. Then he got an electric guitar and he's been playing rock and roll ever since. And you can find out more by checking out michaelellis.de. And like I said on last week's show, he has loads of tracks, so expect more. And I did. So there you go.
Excellent. Did you give a website?
MichaelEllis.de, yes.
Oh, my apologies. And before that, you heard Nathan Osmond with the Tailgate song. And now, Nathan Osmond is no stranger to the business. Nearly his entire life has been dedicated to writing and performing music. Raised around television and recording studios, Nathan knew at an early age that music was his destiny. He began writing his latest project in Nashville, that was Caroline Zip, not mine, with Dean Sams, the keyboard player and founding member of the hit country group Lone Star. On top of his country career, Nathan has toured on the North American... Nathan has toured on the North American tour of the hit musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. He was even cast in the lead role of the national tour of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. He's toured to over 15 countries, singing in many of their languages, and had 3 songs in the top 40 in the UK with his brothers, the Osmonds, second generation.
Ooh.
He has appeared in a number of films over the past years and has plans to continue acting. So indeed, Nathan Osmond is, in fact, the second son of the elder of the performing Osmonds, Alan Osmond. And all of Nathan's brothers, all 8 of them, well, 7 of them, 8 in total, are part of the Osmond second generation, who are still active now, which is really good to know.
And the Osmonds are still pretty active, at least.
I believe they are, yes, in some way, shape or form. Maybe not as a troupe, but certainly individually. Many thanks indeed to Nathan Osmond Management for granting us permission to play Nathan's music. Really, really much appreciated. And if you'd like to find out more about Nathan Osmond, there is a huge amount of information on his website. Other artists, listen up. A huge amount of information about Nathan Osmond on his website, nathanosmond.com.
Didn't you drop your ring last week?
I did drop my ring last week. It seems to be a fidget thing that when I'm talking, I take my wedding ring off and fidget with it and then go and drop it on the floor and stuff.
I thought Amy was fidget bum.
She is. This is a professional tick. Or something like
that. You're just being a dingbat.
Yeah, that too.
I do think we should mark the passing of a few greats this week. Unfortunately,
we'll start off
David Bowie.
With the Bowie, the Goblin King.
So David Bowie, age 69.
Alan Rickman.
Brian Beresford, who was the voice of Robin Hood in the Disney classic where Robin Hood was like a fox or something. Old film, but he was that.
Animated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dan Haggerty, a.k.a. Grizzly Adams.
See, I remember Grizzly Adams from its original 1970s run. And I'm sure I remember, I mean, bearing in mind this was like pretty much a lifetime ago for me, I remember getting really quite emotional watching that programme for some reason. Maybe it just caught me at the wrong time, but the earliest memories I have of that programme is crying to it. Mm. I have no idea why, because I don't actually remember it that well.
He befriended a bear who was named Ben, but he befriended quite a few other things. And then the end of the series was when he'd finally, because the reason he went to the wilderness is because he'd been wrongly accused of murder. So it was kind of a preservation thing. And then he eventually became exonerated, but he'd spent his whole time in the wilderness by then, so.
Hmm. Huh. Well, there you go. So, yeah, we've started 2016 with a few, that's really nice, actually. With a few legendary departures, hopefully.
Just think of what they leave behind, though.
Well, indeed, their legacies are huge.
See, my iDoodle project, I am still doing it every day. I'm on day 105, and the last 3 days have been rest in peace pictures.
Mm.
So I drew Jareth, the Goblin King, for David Bowie. I drew Snape, and I'm just drawing a
Care Bears. Oh, come on, you have to admit.
Okay, it's not a grizzly bear, but it's a cartoony bear.
Yes. Anyway, so thank you very much indeed to everybody who is listening to this show, whether you're listening on the podcast or if you're listening to us right now in our chat room, live at thebugcast.org/live. So Caroline is now going to go and have a look and find out and tell us who is listening to us right now.
You know, I can do about my IRC now and say, have you heard about Bird?
What?
It's called Bird IRC. sorry, we have Alex UK, Bodhi, okay. Talglom, Erkan Yilmaz, Gregorio SWVP, K5 Tux, Lainey, Feru, Vinzi V, and Yannick. And before Dave moans at me, no, I don't get to find out who's away.
You missed out Shymega.
Oh, sorry, Shymega.
So in your attempt to be careful, you completely missed somebody.
Whatever.
Yes, anyway. So thank you very much indeed for listening to us, guys. Much appreciated. Really, much appreciated. Right, more music time. This is another track. I actually looked back and found out that with one exception, we have played this artist every 2 weeks since October.
Can I point out my husband sent me a message saying, another Michael Ellis?
I did say another Michael Ellis.
To which
Ellis.
I responded back, another Christian Kane. Not that I'm saying not extra Christian Kane is not worthwhile, but you can't have a go at me for playing an artist again.
At least I wait a week before playing another one, not like you. You played Michael Ellis last week, didn't you?
Yes, and the week before.
Anyway, this is Christian Kane, another track from his album The House Rules. This is 7 Days.
bank on my account. And it's been a week since she's been home. That's 7 days of on my own. That's my number, baby, gonna lay my money down. My destination is dependent on a right turn in a bright field of green. When I'm rolling down the highway, passing on the hard way, burning gasoline, I'm seeing signs of heavy lights, biggest city limit lines. Tonight I'm gonna let it ride away. When I'm putting down everything I own on the mercy of these bones, come on, man, God bless these 7 days. Well, I sold my Chevy for a couple $100, and I'm betting it all, and I'm counting on Lady Luck. Well, me and Destiny have made a deal, and you can't shake these nerves steel. So come on, fate, let's see where we end up. But my temptations are to left me with a hand that I can't even see. But I'm gonna play them, I'm gonna hold them like a boxcar, I keep rolling. These cars ain't got nothing on me. Heading lights, biggest city limit line. Tonight I'm gonna let it ride away. And I'm putting down everything I own on the mercy of these bones. Come on, man, God bless these 7 days. Of my life to play, I'm just one roll. Well, seven's my best friend in town, and yes, ma'am, I'll have another round. But kiss these spaghetti before I let them go. Come on, I'm seeing signs of a heading lights, biggest city limit lines. Tonight I'm gonna let it ride away. And I'm putting down everything I own on the mercy of these bones. Come on, man, God bless these 7 days. Well, I'm putting down everything I own.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK Show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music, a little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music. Are you getting enough?
Start making up for lost time. Talk to anything left to lose if you just talk to me. Say what you feel out on the breeze. Talk to me, whisper your fears and they'll fall like the leaves. Whisper your fears and they're safe.
And that rather beautiful song was Ali Farris with Talk to Me. From the States, Ali Farris was raised on a steady diet of classic rock. She fell in love with the songs of Elton John, Joni Mitchell, Tom Petty and more, all who became the primary influence for the songs she writes and performs today. Piano-driven, melodically soaring, lyrically focused and emotionally rich. You can find that more by checking out alifarris.com.
Beautiful. And before that, you heard another track from Christian Kane's album The House Rules called 7 Days. Christian Kane is, of course, from Nashville in Tennessee. And I think that's like the 6th or 7th track we've played now from that album. I'm sure there will be more to come. It's almost as though with all the country music we're playing at the moment, we need like another show to put it into, or somebody should take another show and put all this amazing country music into it. There's a good idea. So then, christiankane.com is his website. I don't think I actually said so. That's rather good of me, wasn't it? Anyway, so this week saw my first week of my new job.
Ooh.
Ooh. And I have to say, as first weeks go, I mean, bearing in mind it's been 17-odd years since my last first week at work, this was an incredible week. It really was. One thing I wanted to make sure when I started this new job, I didn't want to spend, you know, the first two or three days like getting up to speed. I'm doing air quotes, by the way, getting up to speed, because I wanted to get in and get some work done. I wanted to get my hands dirty. So I got into work about 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Official start time's 9 o'clock. So there was a meeting at 9 o'clock of me and my two colleagues. There was probably about 5 minutes of preamble followed by, we need you to do this. I'm like, okay. They said, well, okay, get on with it then. So my wish was granted that I actually managed to get in there and get working straight away. So my first task was to get a piece of data from point A to point B, but it's not quite as simple as it sounds because you had to go through quite a large number of hoops to get there. And I completed it on Thursday morning, which I'm really quite chuffed about, along with some other stuff as well. So, yeah, my first week of work has been absolutely fantastic. The Nerf battles have been very frequent and intense, which reminds me we need to have some Nerf battles here at home. Just saying.
Oh, you would hurt if you did that. Ah, yeah. LeBeuf.
LeBeufs. You calling me a moron?
Or is it Lacan's?
Careful. So, yes, it's all good. It really is. I'm trying out a new chat room client.
You've been fawning over your laptop for the last couple of nights,
yes.
Playing with things.
No, only tonight.
Last night, watching telly, the night before.
I didn't do this thing tonight, last night.
No, but you've been doing things.
Yes, our tax return, sweetheart. That's what I was doing last night. So pipe down.
You were geeking as well.
For the most,
messing with remix something or other.
Oh, remix
for
OS.
The last couple,
yes,
of nights.
No, that was just last night. I didn't the night before.
You
well,
did.
I wasn't.
You did.
When?
Why did I see that logo the night before then?
I was out the night before.
You weren't?
Wasn't I?
No.
I didn't do anything on Wednesday night. It might have been Tuesday night. Definitely wasn't Wednesday night. So, yeah, sorry. Context. Remix OS is a desktop version of Android, which I've been testing out. And it has promise, but it didn't seem to work for me, unfortunately.
But
yeah, I'm using a new chat room client for the IRC chat room, so the main chat room at the bugcaster.org/live, called Quassel, yes, where my actual point of presence, where I am, is actually on one of our servers in the cloud, and then I just connect to it. So it doesn't matter whether I'm accessing from my laptop or my tablet or somewhere else completely. It's the same connection, which is rather cool, which means that I don't have to have... So if I connect using my tablet, I don't have to be called Androbug. Or if I connect from my phone to be called something else, it's one connection. Very geeky. Shut up now. Right. Okay, so I suppose then we should have some more music. And this...
We've not played this person before either, have we? Much.
It's been... We played them last year. What are you talking about?
Last year was not long ago.
It has been a couple of months since we last played Boogie Belgique. And this is another track taken from their album Nightwalker Volume 2, from which we've played a couple of tracks so far. This is called Hello Sinner.
Thank you. bringing unbelievably groovy creative artist songs together. You can find out more about the show and join the live chat at thebugcast.org.
Look at you, you're burning up from the midday sun. Troubled you, you're cutting out, going one by one. You're crawling through a maze where the walls always change, and you can't recall how long you've been in there. You're falling in place through the darkness of space. You're a long way out from home, going nowhere. All of the nights came crashing down, all the lights. You can't believe it's over. All of the nights came crashing down, all the lights. You can't believe it's over. All out of time.
Was Brandon Liu with All Out of Time from Canada. For Canadian guitarist Brandon Liu, changing career paths from accounting to music on a whim couldn't have been easy. Yet despite his late start, the future has never shined brighter for the young award-winning musician. He was born in 92, raised in Edmonton, Alberta, developed his love for music as a teenager through the electric guitar. What is it with electric guitars and making people want to be big musicians? Because somebody else mentioned that earlier on. Where he taught himself to play classic rock songs along with pop standards. And then he dropped out of business school at the age of 20 to pursue a career as a full-time musician. Find out more by checking out Brandon Liu Music, which is spelt BrandonLiew music.com.
Or, of course, you could just go to our website at thebugcast.org and all the links are there.
Whatever.
And before that, you heard Hello Sinner by Boogie Belgique, who are, unsurprisingly, from Belgium, Antwerp, to be precise. And as I said, that was another track taken from their Night Walker Volume 2 album, which you can download for free from Jamendo. And I was listening to that album today, actually, and yeah, there's some pretty damn decent stuff on there. And I've just been reminded by playing this song that I have yet to record my two-part CC Jam, which is going to be a Boogie Belgique and then a Perlita follow-on. So I need to get that sorted out pretty soon, because if I don't do it soon, I'm going to forget about doing it altogether, and then I'll not do a CC Jam for years, which is not a good thing. So if you'd like to find out more about Boogie Belgique, you can visit their Bandcamp page, which is at boogiebelgique.bandcamp.com. So it is getting close to that time, bearing in mind we're only 8 weeks away from our 400th episode specials, where we will be doing our usual triplet of special shows. Caroline will do her favourites from the last year. I will do my favourites from last year. And of course, we're inviting you, our lovely listeners, to do your favourites from the last year. So what I would like you to do, please, is have a think back of all the shows that we've put together since episode 353 and decide for you what was your best song that we've played this year. Now, you're more than welcome to wait until we've done 399, because I would imagine we'll probably have some pretty stonking songs around about that time as well. Or might do something slightly different this year. I need to have a chat with Caroline about that one. Just thought of something. But regardless.
Is that why the steam coming out of your ears?
Oh, there goes a cog. One sec. Let's put that back in there. There we go. So, yes, any show from between 353, yes, to 399. Find out what your favourite song is from that time and then drop us a line and let us know what it is. The easiest and quickest way of doing that is to go to our suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest. Excuse me. And put your submission in there. Just one track, please, per listener. And then we will get them all put together in a compendium of a best of for the listener's choice, which will probably be episode 400. Next week, the Bugcast episode 393 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 22nd of January at 9:30 p.m. UK time. It's about time you started reading some of this stuff out.
You normally tell me off if I do things that's normally your bit.
The seer bit at the end, that's mine. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, you can also find us on the social networks.
Why don't you record that and play it as a jingle?
Because then it sounds wooden.
Then do it in funny voices or do a
plethora. And of course, you can find us on the social networks. More information about that, you can find it at thebugcast.org.
Ding dong.
What? Ding dong. Okay. Do I still have... Hang on, have I still got jingles?
Do you have a ding?
Oh, I've still got jingles. Oh, that's the only one I've got. We should get a soundboard set up with lots of silly sounds in it.
Like a Ferris Bueller keyboard.
Oh, don't. That scene makes me wet myself every single time I see it. Uh-oh. Anyway, it is last track time. And we're going to be playing out with another play from our favourite Netherlands progressive rock band, Dean Moore. We've played them a couple of times in the last couple of months. No, in the last year, in fact, with tracks Illusions and The Progressionist. Illusions, if I recall correctly, was this 8 minute long epic piece of progressive rock, which is probably the reason why I liked it in the first place. This track is called Waves and is slightly shorter than the 8 minutes of Illusions. However, Dean Moore is a Dutch progressive rock band formed in the Netherlands in 2007. The group currently consists of Niels Weigerink on vocals and guitar, Harmon Stoelder on bass, and Roel Stoltenberg on drums. Their website is at weardeanmoore.com, and they are from, and Peter Clitheroe pronounced this a lot better than I did, Lichtenvoorde in the Netherlands. So we shall leave you with Dean Moore and their track Waves, and we shall catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya. See? Mine.
See ya.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Oh,